it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, indeed you did. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. You! The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still read telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country hold their breath in anticipation of hearing their names mentioned. Well, get over it. It ain't going to happen. In today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the various devices, platforms, and ways you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Joe, would you please explain it to the people?
There's so many ways to take us on the go. It's hard to count them all, but we'll manage to run them all down as best we can in this next minute or so, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of, and maybe even a few you can't. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and most importantly, all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. Last but not least, in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
And on this Benjamin Franklin Day, we want to celebrate all the guys and girls that helped protect this country and the freedoms that he helped start. We know you're away from home. We know that it's lonely. We know it gets to you sometimes. Well, if you get a little taste of home and we're bringing it to you, we're real happy and proud to be a part of it.
Well said, Bob. We're getting up against it here. In our next segment, what we'll do is we'll kind of set the table for this Tuesday edition, and then we'll start knocking it down. You know, there'll be some basketball and a whole lot more. And we'll tip it off next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. If you want to join the conversation, dial us up at 1-800-878-PLAY or hit us up on Twitter at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. We'll tip it off right after this short timeout.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Got a big show in front of us, my friend.
We sure do, Bob. Let's set it up, then we'll start knocking things down, tip this bad boy off, and get it started. In the early going, it's going to be the NBA. Anytime you have Cavs-Warriors on national television, well, we're going to talk about it. That's what we do. I understand middle of January, getting towards late January, regular season NBA doesn't often take center stage. On Martin Luther King Day, it did. And we'll talk about it today here on The Attack. That's how we'll get things started. To round out hour number one at 40 after hour number one, 8:40 a.m. Eastern Time, Maureen Petrovsky, lifestyle expert, will join us, and we'll talk about creating your own entertainment red zone as the playoffs move along and we look ahead to the Super Bowl. You want to have the best home gaming experience you can, and Maureen will give you all the edges you need to make your home gate better than, well, anybody else's. So we roll into hour number two. Any other NBA stories we'll clean up? We'll probably roll into the NFL news. There's news bouncing all over the NFL as it relates to the coaching carousel. Coaches that recently have been hired are filling out their staff. So we'll dive into all of that and then have some other surprises along the way. But that's pretty well the rundown of this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack, Bob. And the place we should start is the Oracle Arena out in San Francisco, as the Golden State Warriors take care of their business in impressive fashion, 126-91 over the Cleveland Cavaliers. They even upped the 2016-2017 NBA regular season series at one apiece and rebound from that close, hard-fought loss in Cleveland on Christmas Day.
And if you're looking for a couple of offensive linemen, there was some playing in that game.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, you're talking about filling out coaching staffs, man. I got some backup players for you. A couple of them might even evolve into starters.
Truth is, there's more money. There's more money in basketball than there is in football. So why would you want to take the pay cut and go from the NBA to the NFL? And in the NFL, in the NBA, they only have occasional contact as opposed to continued collisions. So, and we'll get to what Bob's talking about. And if you didn't see the game, you still probably know about it. It's the Draymond Green clothesline of LeBron James and the flop and everything else. Although maybe I'm the only guy in America that didn't see that as a flop. That looked like a pretty hard hit to me. But
yeah.
We'll move along with that as we roll through the hour here. Where I was really thinking of going with this in light of the 126-91 victory is a couple of things. Number one, calm down, world. Yeah. It's just one of 82.
On the road, by the way.
On the road for the Cavaliers. By the way, the back end of a West Coast swing with a group that's weary and a group that's just added Kyle Korver, so they're making some adjustments of their own. So let's not read too much into this 126-91 victory. And what I mean by read too much into it, while it was a great win and a needed win for Golden State to show that after losing four straight between regular season and the NBA Finals last year to the Cavaliers, that the Cavaliers aren't in their heads. But let's not read too much into this. Let's not anoint the Golden State Warriors far and away the most dominant team in the NBA, light years ahead of everybody else. They have a wealth of talent. They're one of the NBA's very best. When this is all said and done, it may turn out that they are light years ahead of everybody else because the best regular season team from a year ago added one of the two or three best players in the game. But I'm not ready to say that yet, and I don't think this victory in any way indicates that. What this victory does indicate is that the Golden State Warriors maybe are starting to come together, Bob. We've talked about it a lot. You're adding a piece in Kevin Durant, who's a great player, but one who has needs for the basketball. And as a result, it's not necessarily easy to assimilate him into what you already had. Roles change, touches are affected, continuity is affected. And as we talked about, this team will be much better in February than it was in November. It'll be even better, we expect, in May than it is in February. So what we saw last night is a step in the growing process and a team starting to figure out how to play with each other.
It's really what it comes down to. We talk about this all the time with these kind of teams, Joe. And, you know, Golden State is no different than any other team. You add different pieces to different teams, it doesn't gel for a while. We're now into the new calendar year. You put it very eloquently. A guy like Kevin Durant needs the basketball. They have to figure out who's going to get the touches, when they're going to get them in game time. Can things be equally distributed? Or does there need to be, and we talked about this with LeBron for a long time, does there need to be a certain selfishness of play on a particular player on a particular night because they have the hot hand or the matchup favors them or whatever the circumstances may be? Golden State's still sorting that out. I think they have to run the table to equal last year's record. So, you know, all is lost in the Oracle. But all kidding aside, maybe they have the super team that wins it all. Maybe they don't. They're going to find out. But it is very legitimately a work in progress.
Right. You know, and we've seen this before. Miami, when they got the big three together, remember their early season struggles that first
right.
year? Remember the fact that they ended up pulling it all together February, March, April, May, made it all the way to the NBA Finals, but lost. And then from there, they built upon that success. LeBron, even in his first year in his return to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Again, struggles early, assimilation issues with their big three, made it to the NBA Finals and lost. So this is not uncharted waters. I haven't already made the decision that the Warriors are getting to the NBA Finals and losing. I'm just saying these things take time. You know, you've got Steph Curry, you've got Durant, you've got Klay, you got Draymond Green. You had some depth stripped away in order to fit KD in. It's a team that's finding pieces and adjusting. And I think ultimately they will come together. I think they'll be the NBA's best. They won't be unbeatable, but they will be the NBA's best. And I think the key for them to really explode offensively is I need to see more. I would run more pick and roll with Durant and Steph in the pick and roll together. How do you defend that?
Right.
If you go and crash on KD, well, you're cooked.
If you know what else is going to happen, yeah.
If you crash on Steph, you're cooked. If you play it 50-50, you're cooked.
Yeah.
So to me, you can put teams in such a pickle that way, and they really haven't done much of it. You know, so again, they're trying to find their way. And as you said, you've said this for a long time. Once these teams stop trying to say, well, I got to get mine, he's got to get his, that guy's got to get his, and they just start playing basketball and letting it flow and letting it fly. Once they get to that point, then they become what they're capable of. Until that moment, well, they'll have moments like this, but then they'll have moments where they struggle in the fourth quarter like they have much of this year in close games. It is, as we've said, there's not that many ways to say it, a work in progress. This was a great dominating win. There's all kinds of numbers on runs we could throw at you and everything else. But it's one of 82. And we will, you know, and we'll continue to check in on them throughout the season. But the realities are, this doesn't mean they've turned any corner yet. It's still a continued work in progress. We will watch their sustained work going forward. And as we move through January, into February, into March, and roll towards the playoffs, you know, we'll be able to take a look at the eye test and determine exactly where they are. Yep. But they're building. They're very talented, and they're very dangerous. And they may end up being far and away the NBA's best. But only time will tell.
Yes, it will. And it's literally what it comes down to. It's, you know, it'll play itself out how it's supposed to. I'm going to throw two words at you on the other side, Joe, and it's going to put a smile on your face. I guarantee it.
Okay, good. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about a football game breaking out on a basketball court. All that more upcoming here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. If you want to join the conversation, 800-878-PLAY. You want to hit us up on Twitter, at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. More of the Attack right after this.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last. This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Get out your notebook. There's more.
I think his shoulder hit me in the face. But it happened so fast, I didn't even know who it was. You know, but I'm all right. I'm a football player.
I followed him to stop the break. And he went down. And the aftermath, I don't know. I told RJ to get out my face. Just in the heat of the moment of the game. Having some fun. Nothing major.
Nothing. Well, we'll get to that. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. And, you know, a football game broke out in a basketball game for a brief moment, but we'll talk about that in a sec. Joe, I want to put a smile on your face on a Tuesday morning, and I know I can always do it with two words. Zaza Pachulia.
He's always a breath of fresh air.
Yes.
He's just that guy. He's just that guy. He's a pleasure to have on any team. He usually doesn't cost you a lot, and he's very productive, and he's the guy you didn't originally want.
Well, you know, the reason why I say it, and not just to, you know, have a little bit of fun here, but all the things that you talked about are really relevant. But when the moves were made on Golden State in the offseason, it was all Durant, 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 basketball, how it's going to be shared, everything else. But very quietly, Andrew Bogut goes to Dallas.
We talked about that a lot, particularly Bogut and what he would mean to that first unit because of his ability as a passer and rebounder and defender.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And Festus Ezeli walks out the door as well, you know, so a guy to a lesser degree. But,
his,
you know,
his case limped out the door to Denver.
Yeah,
to Portland, rather, because I don't think he still hit the court.
I don't think so. But they did a good job out of Golden State with Bogut Light, because Pachulia's not the physical presence as much as Bogut, but he's still a very good rebounder, very good passer, very good defender. And amazingly enough, to a lesser degree, the Festus Ezeli role filled by JaVale McGee, who has managed to not make his head coach's head explode thus far in the season. And for all the stuff that we talk about with the stats and the scoring and everything
else. It's Golden State, Bob. Nobody can go in there and mess that up. It's kind of like showing up in New England if you're Randy Moss or Corey Dillon or Michael Floyd. Just get in line, man.
Oh, no question about it. But if he wasn't playing nice with others because of the fact that it is Golden State, he'd be out the door. He's playing nice with others. What they've been able to do, however, is maintain a semblance of what made them successful as they became the Golden State Warriors as now constituted, and they added Kevin Durant to it. So if they do end up putting a ring on fingers when this is all said and done, everybody's going to be talking about Klay and Draymond and Kevin, and rightfully so. But I guarantee you there will come a time in the finals, if they get that far, where a key play is made by either McGee or Pachulia, where you and I say to each other the next day on the air, see, we told you so.
Yeah. And that really is a key. Zaza, in so many ways, is an Andrew Bogut light kind of player. Doesn't rebound quite as well. Is a comparable scorer, because Bogut's not a great scorer.
Right.
Is a decent passer, not a passer on the level of Andrew Bogut, who's one of the very best big man passers in the game. Defensively, he's not quite Andrew Bogut, but he's solid. So he's exactly that. He costs less, but he's truly Andrew Bogut light. And when that's part of the exchange for, you know, bringing in Kevin Durant, you're fine with that. And as you said, in JaVale McGee, I'm not willing to say he's a guy who at 28 has finally grown up, because I don't know that JaVale McGee ever grows up. But he's an incredibly talented basketball player who, as we talked about, when you go to Golden State, it's like going to San Antonio, or it's like going to the New England Patriots in football. Hey, nobody's bigger than what we have here, because Steph Curry ain't bigger than it. Draymond Green ain't bigger than it. So you're JaVale McGee, and your career averages are 8 points, 5 rebounds. 1.5 blocks. You're a wealth of talent, but again, 8 points, 5 rebounds, 1.5 blocks. Step in line. Toe the line. Do what you need to do. You're an incredible talent and athletically a great fit for what we want to do. And you will have success like you've never had before on a sustained level here, and be a key component in us winning an NBA championship. But you got to stay in line, toe the line, and march in place, march in step. Don't start marching to the beat of your own drummer in a way that is counterproductive to what we're trying to do here, or you'll be shown the door.
Yep.
So this may be the stop where JaVale McGee gets that. And if he does, he's going to give them about 28, 30 minutes a night of real good NBA center basketball because he is talented and athletic enough to go up and down with this small group. So it will be very, very intriguing to see how important he ends up being for them and if he can stay mature. I think a big, big key. And Pachulia, he's Pachulia. He's Bogut light. If McGee ends up eclipsing him and passing him because he's younger and better, that's fine. Pachulia will settle into a lesser role, but still give you something positive. He's a good, good, solid NBA pro that they could afford.
Yep. Fair all the way around. You know, wouldn't it be ironic if he wins a ring before Carmelo does?
Wouldn't be shocking, but it would be ironic. JaVale McGee could win one before Carmelo does as well.
Yeah, no. Ultimately, I meant McGee.
Yeah. Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah. That's right, because they played at Denver together. But, you know, right. It's funny with McGee before we move on. I think he ends up eventually, if he can keep his head screwed on right, and he kind of understands it's about the last stop and that they're taking a chance on me because they have enough star power and gravitas in that locker room to keep me in check. Maybe it all comes together for him. And if it does, he passes Pachulia on the depth chart because he's more athletically gifted and just a better basketball player. Yep. We've seen moments of JaVale McGee where you're like, boy, this guy could become a 15-10 guy without a problem being an all-star.
Right.
So there's that kind of talent for him. You know, million-dollar skills, 3-cent head. Maybe you went someplace and you got a good head on sale, put it on his shoulders, and now maybe you'll get something out of JaVale McGee. And if you do, he ends up being the center that plays 28 or so minutes a night, you know, for the Golden State Warriors and makes huge contributions.
I think he could do that at Walmart.
No, you got to go to Rosie Greer, Man with Two Heads, remember?
Yeah, that's true. Ooh, yeah, that's a good reference. I like
that. Late, great Rosie Greer. I thought you would. But we should probably get to football game breaking out on a basketball court. Draymond Green, I guess a clothesline, shoulder, whatever it was, hard shot on LeBron James. LeBron James goes down like he got shot. We get a flagrant one.
It stunk.
Yeah, no, it did stink, so it was fragrant. A flagrant one and a technical foul called on Draymond Green. Everybody said, every article I read, every account, it was a flop. Am I the only guy that said, boy, that was some shot by Draymond Green. But I get it. It's LeBron James. He's built like a block of granite. You don't expect him to go down like that. But that looked like a hell of a shot from a real strong guy. So I'm not really prepared to call it a flop. What I will say, it was definitely a hard foul. And again, indicative of the lack of composure of Draymond Green at times. He is a great player. And you don't want to take that away from him. But, you know, like an Odell Beckham Jr. and others, sometimes the emotions get the better of him as opposed to the calm and collected assassin that is, say, a LeBron James. And that can hurt. While it helps Golden State a lot, that can hurt in key spots if you do it too many times and at the wrong time, and it keeps you off the court. Witness last year's NBA Finals.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you something, pal. I looked at it, and I looked past the did he flop, did he didn't flop. You know, he played it a little bit, but he got clocked coming up the court, and he had no time to react to it. I'll tell you what really bothered me about it, and they did call the one on him. The angle of the shot where he hit him, he easily could have popped LeBron's shoulder right out of its socket with the force that he hit him with. I understand it gets physical. I understand that Draymond's a physical guy. LeBron's a physical guy. You expect a certain level of contact. It was a borderline dirty play. And it was a play that could have had huge repercussions because, as I said, the more I watched it, the more I was surprised that there wasn't a significant shoulder injury to LeBron just on where he popped him. Yeah, I guess the angle was just right enough where nothing happened. But I was looking at it going, oh, my goodness, that could have easily been a dislocated shoulder.
You know, that was something I didn't even see. You may well be right. Maybe I'll look at it again. I just didn't even see that. But you know, fortunate for LeBron, not injured, and we all move forward as, you know, we love the NBA, but the regular season is, for these players, interminably long. And I don't think there's any other word you can use to describe it. And, they, you know, when you're a member of the Cleveland Cavaliers, member of the Golden State Warriors, and select other teams around the NBA, you want to get through the 82-game exhibition season number two, that is the regular season, in order to get to the third season, which is the postseason. And that's the one that matters, especially for teams like Golden State and Cleveland, where it looks like it's their birthright at this point to meet in the NBA Finals.
Yep, fair.
Goran Petrovsky, lifestyle expert extraordinaire, joins us next. We're going to create our own entertainment red zone, and we're going to show you how to do it as well. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack on this Benjamin Franklin Day. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We're joined by Maureen Petrosky. She is a lifestyle expert, and with the NFL playoffs upon us and everybody's having parties and let's get past the six-foot hero and the pizza, nobody better to bring it to us and talk about the NFL game day action to your home than Maureen. Good morning, Maureen. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Very nice to have you. It's all the same. Usually it's the six-foot hero. It's the tray of penne alla vodka. It's bland. It's boring. Help spice it up for us.
It doesn't have to be bland or boring. Home gating is a time, again, we are preserving some of those traditions. You mentioned some favorites, fan favorites, so it's good to have some fan favorites, but I do like to mix it up a little bit, especially when you get to spend time with your family and friends, making it a real Game Watch headquarters. You want to change it up. So I like to get my guests involved and do a little bit of a DIY snack station. I set up here a tater tot bar. Tater tots are one of my favorite snacks. They're nice and portable. You can take a nice portion of them. But then I also have three different dipping sauces for them. I have those in my home gating game time bowls because they can keep them nice and warm or cool. Another thing I like to set up is a wing station. Instead of just doing one tray of wings, set it up and leave all the sauces for your guests to make them as hot and spicy as they like, or even teriyaki. Keep it simple for yourself, actually, and then it lets guests have exactly what they want as well.
You know, it is amazing because we've talked about how most people do it and it does get boring. Like Bob said, the six-foot hero. That's three-foot American. It's three-foot Italian. You know, Bob said, like he said, the penne alla vodka, it sits there for hours, in a sterno and until the point where it just all dries together and the pasta turns to wallpaper paste. Those are all things we can stay away from. But at the same time, we can, I guess, stay with some tradition. As an example, you can have a hero, but just spice it up beyond, say, the 3 foot American and 3 foot Italian. Do a skirt steak with some caramelized onions that goes great on a hero. Get creative with the bread. You know, give us some ideas even on how to take the 6 foot hero and spice it up and take that to another place beyond where most people take it, because they always do the same thing. 3 foot Italian, 3 foot American.
You mentioned a few great ideas already with that skirt steak there. I mean, you can have your meat lovers and you can have your very plain hero there involved too, but you can change it up a little bit. Think of different types of meat. I mean, a little bit of cured meat there, some salami, some prosciutto. Change it up, put on some pickled veggies. People love a little bit of broccoli rabe with some garlic on it, with some roasted pork is even a great change up on the sandwich there. And then also, it's simple enough just to change the way you serve those sandwiches. So that's one of the fun things about the NFL home gating gear, is that they make it you look like a pro without you even really doing anything. So if you want to have those hoagies, a great way to do it is put it on some serving platters. Put some height on your table. I love to use, we've got these barrel tankards. We've got your favorite team name on it. Put your plate on top of that, then put another barrel tankard and a plate on top of that. You've now got height on your table. It makes that plain American or Italian hero look even nicer and more fun. And then you've got your favorite team also represented on the tabletop.
You know, Maureen, I'm having trouble getting past the portable tater tot. I figure I can line my pockets where I can move around with them, but I'm having trouble with I'm having trouble with the sauces. I got to work on that. I've seen on your website and everywhere else, you like a cocktail or two every now and then. You have a cocktail club and a glass of wine and things along those lines. Getting out away from the, oh, we got to have beer, which of course we do. But what are some easy cocktails that people who are guests in your home that they can either make themselves, or maybe you could whip it up real quick, put it in a punch bowl or something along those lines, and let them have some fun with it?
Well, one of the easiest things to do is to take cues from your home team, their colors. So go with the colors of your home team. You can make a big batch drink like that. I also like to serve a hot and cold option. So another great thing is we have these Tervis tumblers. If you're watching your game outside, maybe throwing around the ball also at halftime, you can stay nice and warm with a big batch drink. You can also do things that are nice and cold, but again, big batches. You mentioned putting a punch bowl out. That's a great idea. Have it be something that guests can serve themselves. Then that keeps you from playing bartender all party long. Big batches are always a great way to go, and I find that 99% of the time, if I make a big batch of a drink and I offer it to my guests when they arrive, they say, sure, I'll start with one of those. So it kind of takes the pressure off of the host or hostess to serve up a million different things by making a big batch drink.
The lovely and talented Maureen Petrovsky, lifestyle expert extraordinaire, joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack, and we're talking about home gating and creating your own entertainment red zone. Now, one of the things about a great home gate is we want, different options. We want it to look nice. We also, as the host, want it to be easy on us because we actually want to watch the game. We don't want to be running around like a chicken with our head cut off trying to entertain. And one of the great ways to have easy to serve, easy to make, but flavorful and tasty and variety-filled dishes is taking advantage of the crock pot. I think it's one of America's great cooking inventions.
Everyone loves the crock pot, and the NFL home gating crock pot lets you get your favorite team right in, on the outside of this crock pot, so you've got all of that team pride from the kitchen. And the great thing about a crock pot is, you mentioned sternos kind of getting yucky and gross after a few hours. Games can go on for a long time, we know that. We've seen that in games going into overtime, but the great thing about the crock pot is it keeps it nice and fresh. Just a stir, a quick stir. I love to serve up a chili. I don't know how spicy you like it, but you can do a five-alarm. Chili is a thing that you can serve a vegetarian chili if you want a healthy home gate. You can serve a white chili. You can do chili con carne or not. It's up to you. And it's one of those things that people do look for some of those fan favorites. But again, we can serve it a little bit nicer. And home gating gear makes it so simple to take all of that decor, even into your living space and also your bathroom. We've got great game time throws and also football-shaped plush pillows so you can be nice and comfy, but also showing your team pride. And again, I like to take things like the barrel tankards and the glass. We have stemless wine glasses that are a great way to pre-portion snacks out so that not all the food is stuck in the kitchen. You can set up smaller snack stations around your viewing area. You can put the healthier snacks out there, actually, so people are more likely to grab for some of those while they're watching the game. They don't get laden down with all the other heavy stuff. They have to get up and move around to get those other snacks. And always, of course, something sweet. So we have our touchdown cutting board that's shaped like a football. So really, it makes it look like you're decorating without you even doing any heavy lifting. And I like to do some chocolate-covered strawberries that have a little bit of a football on top of that. You can do football brownies. These are things that you can take shortcuts from the grocery store. You can buy the brownies. You can buy ice cream sandwiches, or you can just dip chocolate-covered strawberries. Again, just using some white icing to show the laces of a football. It shows that you're putting a little bit of effort in, but you're not going to too much trouble, but you're making your guests feel special.
Maureen, we've got you for about 45 seconds before we have to let you go. One absolute must-do for a home gate party, and then give all the 411 on where we can find you.
I think the most important thing is to not overdo it. You want to have a good time with your guests. Your guests take their cues from the host. So let the NFL home gating gear make it easy for you to entertain. And you can find all your favorites for your fans or even your competing teams at the NFLshop.com/homegating.
Maureen, we appreciate the couple minutes. Your insight is spectacular. And maybe when we get closer to the Super Bowl, we can get you back on for some Super Bowl highlights and tips on do's and don'ts.
That sounds great, guys. Have a great one. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Bye-bye now. Maureen Petrovsky, Bob, lifestyle expert extraordinaire, talking to us about home gating and creating your entertainment red zone. And I wanted to answer her question. She asked me how spicy I like my chili. I was going to say the same way I like my women. Very, very spicy.
Well, so it's good I got her out of here then.
Yeah, let's throw her for a loop. I think she can handle it.
I think
she can handle it. But, as you said, she likes a cocktail or two, and she has some great ideas. Again, you and I sometimes can come off when we get into these segments like snobs. Not as much as the meat snob, but we can come off like snobs. You know, and what I mean by that is, you know, if you came to a party of ours, you can rest assured there's no half Italian, half American. It's just not happening. We don't. It's not our thing. You know, we would do, I've done many a variety on the 6 foot hero. You know, I have this skirt steak and caramelized onion number with a horseradish mustard deal and a horseradish spread deal that's through the roof. Well, that's in many ways my American side. She came up with a great idea for the other side, a pork with some broccoli rabe. That's the other side of the 6 foot hero.
Yeah.
So sometimes we can come off a little snobbish. Some people don't have the kitchen acumen,
right,
the financial wherewithal, or the places to go to get something this creative done if they can't do it themselves. You know, I happen to know a bunch of places that could do things like this for me. Or if I wanted, I definitely have the ability to do it myself. I know where to get the bread, be it, you know, a straight loaf, a semolina loaf, a round loaf. So, you know, sometimes when we do these, we come off as a little, you know, elitist. You can get some of those qualities without having to be an elitist. You know, she talked great ideas about how to dress up the room. As you said, the crock pot. If there's anything more every person than the crock pot in the kitchen, I don't know what it is. And the crock pot does great things. So she gave you all kinds of great ideas if you're, you know, if your tastes are varied like ours and you have some sophistication in the kitchen, you can really dress it up. If you're more of an everyman, or every lady as the case may be, you can take put a slight spin on some of these simple things through accessorizing and really hit that home run as well. And, yeah. You know, she gave great ideas on how to dress up the look of the place and everything else.
Yep. Well, you know what it is, too. And I mean, I don't think we're snobs, but we have evolved past the 6 foot hero and the tray of penne alla vodka.
I mean, I am a snob. I admit.
There's people that are always going to get into that. But the reality is that it's almost like with all the chefs that are coming out of culinary school. And if you operate a bad restaurant, then shame on you. Because there's almost no excuse for it anymore.
If the food in your restaurant stinks, shame on you.
You know,
that's pretty good.
You know, people cutting corners or you know, whatever the circumstances are. And it does apply to home. And look, there's a place for the 6 foot hero. My brother has as pedestrian a taste as there is. You put ham and Swiss on a piece of, you know, on a couple of pieces of Wonder Bread, he's in heaven. That's great. There's nothing wrong with that. But for people who do want a grilled chicken breast with broccoli rabe and sun-dried tomatoes or something like that. Well, guess what? That goes in a tray, too. And that's something that's easy to do that you could serve at a party. You know, I love the whole thing.
I'll give you something, even if you want something fresh, just grilled vegetables, Bob.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
They're tasty, great, and they're easy.
Yeah. You know, but I loved the idea she put out there about the chicken wings with the three or four dipping sauces. Now, look. Wings are better when you cook the sauce into them. But if you do a nice job on your wings, you fry them up nice and then finish them off in the oven, put them in the tray, keep them warm. Man, if you got three or four different kinds of different dipping sauces that you can put in there, like a buffalo sauce or a really good teriyaki or a barbecue or something along those lines, man, people will be in heaven because not everybody's into heat. Not everybody's into sweet. You're giving them that variety, and that's a nice thing.
You know, the nice thing, I can actually get my buffalo sauce delivered by an authentic buffalo.
That's true.
I know a couple of guys.
Guys built like a water buffalo,
let them deliver it.
Yeah.
And there you go. Well, yeah, I didn't think that's what they meant by buffalo sauce. Well, they usually don't, but, you know, I know guys that are built like actual buffalo. So here you go. Here's your buffalo sauce delivered by an actual buffalo. We'll tie a bow around a bizarre hour one right after this very short timeout.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I can't take it anymore. I have had it up to here.
Maybe. You know, I had
sounds strangely like our contract negotiations, huh? Yeah. I can't take it anymore. I've had it up there.
It's true. You know, I had a thought. If we, you know, on Super Bowl Sunday, if we get Draymond and LeBron together and put some of Maureen's recipes into effect, maybe we could broker a peace between Golden State and the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Man, you're something else. If you can do that, you should quit radio and go into
the United Nations,
international foreign policy. Absolutely, you'd be the guy to get all those guys in a room on the same page. Yeah. You know, as they're listening to the speech in one of 8,000 different languages via interpreters.
That's it.
You'd be wasting your time here.
I'd be the interpreter, the sign language guy at Nelson Mandela's funeral.
You'd be the Saturday Night Live version of the...
Well, no, you remember? It turned out he was just doing gibberish.
Yes. That's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. I can't make it up.
Oh, so by the way, what is, yes, Ben Franklin Day? Because we mentioned it, and I never pulled it, and there's no actual link.
No, there isn't.
Like our usual time dot is, you know, it's like, okay, Benjamin Franklin Day, you pull it up, and there'll be an explanation of the holiday.
Did you
look at it or no?
No. I there was no link, so I let it go. I just figured they knew that I knew them and decided to put it up on the clock site.
You guys are contemporaries.
Well, yeah.
I'm waiting to see a bill with your name, with your face on it. You're around back then. How'd you look at a powdered wig, by the way?
Soon as Darren sends it, I'll show it.
Yeah, Darren Peck be the only guy that actually have a Bob Black bill. What's it worth? Well, it's about the price of the paper it's printed on.
Confederate money.
Yeah, there you go. You can't give us that money. They lost the war, dummy.
Hey, listen, he lived to be 90. You know,
Benjamin Franklin?
We should both be so lucky.
I don't want to live that long. I'm ready to quit now. Hour two of the Attack is next. So you be sure not to go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What about those who are boycotting? What do you think of their decision?
I respect their decision.
I
Absolutely.
As dozens of Democratic lawmakers say they will not attend Donald Trump's inauguration this week, that's the Senate's top Democrat Chuck Schumer telling Ethan Harp that he will be going, but of the decision of others not to attend.
What does it say about bipartisanship, sir?
Bipartisanship's a two-way street.
The wife of the man behind the Pulse nightclub attack in Orlando last year reportedly due to appear in court today on charges connected with the attack, the FBI arresting Noor Salman yesterday in California. Her husband Omar Mateen shot and killed 49 people before killing himself. And Mark Mayfield reports the suspect in a New Year's Day shooting in Istanbul, Turkey, that killed 39, has confessed.
Reports out of Turkey say the suspect was caught at a friend's house in Istanbul on Monday.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
A case going before the Supreme Court this week could foreshadow the fate of the NFL Washington Redskins' controversial name, as we hear from Lisa Carter.
Justices are scheduled to hear the case of an Asian-American band known as the Slants. USA Today reports the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office rejected the group's trademark application because the name was disparaging to the Asian culture. The Redskins also appealing the office's decision to cancel its trademark for similar reasons. Lisa Carter.
The last man to set foot on the moon has died. NASA announcing yesterday that Gene Cernan passed away at the age of 82. Now, Cernan was the commander of Apollo 17 in 1972. It ended up being the last lunar mission and one of the final Apollo flights overall. Cernan born in Chicago in 1934. We're powered by WesternJournalism.com, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
China's dominating the spotlight as the World Economic Forum opens in Switzerland today. Chinese President Xi Jinping will deliver a speech as he leads a delegation of over 100 government officials and dozens of China's business leaders. Vice President Joe Biden and Secretary of State John Kerry representing the Obama administration just days before, of course, the administration packs up its tent. Incoming senior presidential advisor Anthony Scaramucci is representing President-elect Donald Trump. The president-elect and his family will be heading to the White House petless, as we hear from Lisa G.
When Donald Trump is sworn in as president on Friday, he'll be the first president since Reconstruction without a pet in the White House and the first since 1901 without a dog. President Andrew Jackson had a nest of white mice in his bedroom, and President William McKinley had two kittens, roosters, and a parrot. More recently, President Obama had two Portuguese water dogs. President Bush had Scottish terriers. Bill Clinton had Socks the cat and Buddy, a chocolate Labrador retriever. Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev even gave a white puppy named Pushinka to President Kennedy.
And the Obama family may be going to Palm Springs, as TMZ reports. The family is due to hop aboard the plane that's been known as Air Force One immediately after Donald Trump's inauguration Friday. Since Obama will no longer be president, the plane won't fly under its presidential designation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
The only people that got hurt were the American public, the fans, and eventually the planet Earth.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack on a Tuesday morning right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black has had to vacate the premises for hour number two, but I'll take you through this entire hour. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to join the conversation. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. For those that prefer Twitter, and I know a lot of you do, 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. We'll mix it up a little bit this hour. And I think the focus is going to be in the early going on the National Football League, notably the coaching carousel. There are a couple of stories that have developed that we'll dive into in the early part of this hour. As we move through the hour, we'll get out of the National Football League news and headlines, roll into college football a little bit and college athletics in general. And that's how we'll spend the balance of hour number two. Now, for those that like to take Sports Byline on the go, there's a number of ways to do it. And I want to run down those ways right now. You can take advantage of our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a lot more at sportsbyline.com. Other great ways to take Sports Byline on the go via your devices, whether it be a phone, a tablet, smartwatch, whatever, is those great apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you own. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. And last but not least, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces, who we couldn't be more grateful for, are able to listen to all the great programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. Up next, we'll kick off hour number two. We'll jump on the coaching carousel, give you the latest news and rumors, and discuss what it all means next here on the Spano and Black Attack, along with taking your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What the hell's going on out here?
Well, there's a lot going on here. I'm Joe Spano. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black off this hour. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to weigh in. That number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. And there's a number of topics you can weigh in on. In hour one, we focused on the NBA and we talked about the state of the Cavaliers and of the Golden State Warriors. You can weigh in on that. The hard foul by Draymond Green and how hard it was. So anything in that regard, fair game at 800-878-PLAY. Or if you want to dive into the NFL stuff, latest on the coaching carousel or anything else NFL related, again, 800-878-PLAY. Where I'm going to go right now, though, is I'm going to head down to Jacksonville. And Doug Marrone, Tom Coughlin, they're bringing in Chip Kelly, former Oregon head coach, Philadelphia Eagles head coach, San Francisco 49ers head coach, to perhaps be their offensive coordinator. Very interesting potential move here by the Jaguars in that the Chip Kelly offense, which in some ways took the NFL by storm and in has had no less, you know, and has had, let me see how I can say this. It took the NFL by storm in the early going. The league made adjustments, and in some ways, Chip Kelly's success was fleeting. I think that more had to do with personnel and his poor personnel decisions in Philadelphia and lack of personnel in San Francisco, then Chip Kelly suddenly getting stupid and this offense not working. I think this offense can work on any level. And Bill Belichick thinks so too. He talks about Chip Kelly as a brilliant offensive mind and concedes that the Patriots have borrowed quite a bit from Chip Kelly and added it to their offense. So I find it interesting. A lot of people are very critical of Chip Kelly because he's been fired back-to-back years by two organizations. Is he NFL head coaching material? I think he is. I will concede that maybe the jury's still out in that regard as, you know, the end of the Eagles' run was ugly and the 49ers' run never had anything. But the truth of the matter is he didn't pick the He didn't pick the talent in San Francisco, and Trent Baalke did an awful job, and that's why he's unemployed, and they're starting things all over again in San Francisco. So I don't really believe we could put the failings of the 49ers on Chip Kelly there. If you recall the early part of his Eagles run, they did very well, back-to-back 10-6 seasons. The problem was Chip Kelly was picking his own groceries, and he single-handedly tore apart his roster. And by the end of the run, the Eagles were really on hard times. So in many ways, the jury's still out on whether Chip Kelly can be a successful NFL head coach. If you ask me, I think he can. Also, if you ask me, do I think his offense can work? I absolutely think his offense can work in the National Football League. People will, of course, say it puts undue pressure on a defense, time of possession. I get all of that. All those things are true. And you have to be smart and careful in how you build your franchise in order for this Chip Kelly brand of offense to work. But Chip Kelly, let's give him credit. He is a brilliant play caller. And if you doubt his ability as a play caller, again, go ask the likes of Bill Belichick. Go check around the college game and go ask all those people that worked under him, had him work under them and worked with him. And they will tell you just how brilliant an offensive mind and play caller Chip Kelly is. He's a brilliant offensive mind. And he a lot of times can squeeze more out of less than a lot of offensive coordinators on any level. And he has a quarterback in Blake Bortles that has had moments. That 2015 season with the 30-plus touchdown showed that he was on his way and showed what he was capable of. There was major regression this season. And with that being the case, can Chip Kelly come in and resuscitate and reinvigorate Blake Bortles? I think perhaps he can. I think with weapons at the wide receiver spots like Hearns and Robinson and Lee and Thomas at the tight end spot, and at the top of the draft, they may well go get a running back to complement what they have there already. They'll work on that offensive line in the offseason as well. Now, all of a sudden, you have weapons on offense like Chip Kelly hasn't had. And with his offensive genius and his ability to cause mismatches with play calling, I can only imagine the offensive explosion that there's the potential to have in Jacksonville. And Tom Coughlin coached against Chip Kelly twice a year, and Chip Kelly owned Tom Coughlin's Giants. So Tom Coughlin, now in the building, the czar down there in Jacksonville of their football operations, he says, let's bring in Chip Kelly, Doug. And everybody will sit down and they'll talk. And I think once in the room, Doug Marrone will realize, boy, we've got a special offensive mind here. We better fortify this defense, not only with frontline talent, but if you're going to be the defense that's juxtaposed opposite that offense, you'd better have depth as well, because you are going to be on the field a lot. With a quick strike offense like that, time of possession is not going to be your friend. This is not the Dallas Cowboys. You know, that's not how they play football. This is not the Pittsburgh Steelers now with Le'Veon Bell. This is a quick strike offense. When it functions right, they will score touchdowns in 2-minute drives. When it functions wrong, they will punt the football back in less than a minute on 3 and outs and put a lot of pressure on your defense, because whether they score or don't, they're off the field quickly. So more even maybe than having frontline talent, it's about having depth of talent and being able to put out waves of quality pieces. Because your defense is going to be taxed by the way your offense plays football. And no matter how good your defense performs, if you look at standard baseline measures, it will look like a terrible defense. The realities are you can't go by baseline measures. You have to look into deeper analytics that talk about defensive efficiency and some other issues. You know, a ranking of that defense by conventional NFL measures will be poor. It'll rank in the bottom third of the league no matter how good it is, just because of what the offense will force it to do. So the realities of the situation are pretty simple. I think Chip Kelly is a brilliant offensive mind. I think he marches to the beat of his own drummer. But I also think, unlike his stops in Philadelphia and San Francisco, he's got the weapons to do some magical things in Jacksonville. He's never had a wide receiver core like that. And I know he doesn't necessarily value tremendous wide receiver talent. He thinks he can get anybody to play wide receiver on this level and have success. Well, that decision doesn't have to be made by him. And he'll coach what's there. And what's there is exceptional receiver talent in Jacksonville, a stud pass-catching tight end. They'll have a deep stable of running backs. And if they fortify the offensive line and get that offensive line to be a quality unit, Chip Kelly will have all the pieces in place that, coupled with his pace of play and offensive creativity, will have defenses on their heels. And I think he's the guy to resuscitate Blake Bortles. If he comes in and he can't get anything out of Bortles with this offense, well, then you know. Then you know that Blake Bortles just doesn't have it, and you go back to the drawing board with a new quarterback in the 2018 draft. And move it forward from there. But I would like to see them. And Tom Coughlin, God bless him. He's going to do what he wants. You brought him in there to do a job. He's going to do it. So I wouldn't be shocked if this actually happens. I'd love to see Chip Kelly as the head coach of the offensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think it would be the fire that that offense needs. And it could really facilitate the turnaround in Jacksonville. More on that and other NFL news next here on The Attack.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last. This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148.
Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148.
Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I will sue you for everything you have. I will sue your ass.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
We continue here with the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. And I want to pick up right where we left off. We were talking about Chip Kelly and what kind of fit he would be in Jacksonville. I think he'd be a great fit. Again, just to kind of bring this around full circle, I think he'd be a great fit because I think he's the guy that can reinvigorate Blake Bortles and coax his fullest potential out of him. Look at the success he's had with quarterbacks named Nick Foles, Michael Vick nearing the end of his career, and even Mark Sanchez. And look what he did for Kaepernick, Colin Kaepernick, at the end of this past season. So for me, a talent like Blake Bortles, who at this point has more to offer than any of the guys I mentioned, coupled with, for the first time since he's been a head coach at a National Football League, world-class wide receiver talent, they're going to draft a running back early. And you'll have world-class running back talent as well. Upgrades in the offensive line in the offseason as well. And I think a Chip Kelly offense will be hard to stop. And you'll see exactly why general managers and organizations are enamored and intrigued by his ability to coach offense, and why a Bill Belichick, no less, has such respect for Chip Kelly's offensive acumen. And as I said, Tom knows all about Chip Kelly. Coached against him 5 times with the Giants, went 1-4. And as a result, he has an affinity for the creativity and acumen offensively of Chip Kelly. And I think it's on Tom to convince Doug Marrone, and I'm sure Tom Coughlin will, and Doug Marrone will both be in the room, as you don't ever want to saddle your head coach with a coordinator he doesn't want. But I think this is a great fit. And I'd like to see them do it. You'll see just exactly how brilliant an offensive mind Chip Kelly is. Again, you've got to do some unique things on defense to make it work and have it result in teams winning games. But certainly, if you take the right steps, you'll be poised for success. Let's stay with the NFL coaching carousel a little bit. I guess the next big story is Josh McDaniel. Josh McDaniel's withdrawing himself from consideration for the San Francisco 49ers opening. And he cites most notably family. You know, Josh McDaniels is just 40. And he has a young family. And he indicates that his issue right now is moving his young family and school-age children across the country. So for this moment, he's going to stay pat and remain with the 49ers, and he has eliminated himself from consideration for the San Francisco 49ers job. Now, all indications around the league are that this is not an indictment on the 49ers organization by McDaniels. An organization that we've in many ways at times made fun of. You know, Jed York's leadership and whatnot. But they are without a GM and a coach right now, so there's really not much to criticize. Because we don't know what direction they're going to take until they hire the next wave of field coaches and front office personnel. So it seems that McDaniels in his interviews came away very impressed with the hierarchy that is there in San Francisco that would be his bosses, and that this is merely a personal preference based on his young family at this time. Again, it's a 49ers franchise that has a long tradition of success that has fallen on hard times of late. And it started with the power struggle between Trent Baalke and Jim Harbaugh. And it appears to me the wrong guy won out. Jim Harbaugh on to Michigan with great success. Trent Baalke continued to draft poorly, make poor decisions in free agency, and put together a substandard roster. So with that said, there's a long way to go, but there's talent on defense. The offense in particular has a long way to go. They'll be drafting high again. So if they get the right group of people in place, it's a franchise with a long tradition of success. I don't think Jed York is this incredibly stupid overmatched owner that he's been made out to be. But if he gets the right people in there, in an NFC West that last year fell in a major way, a Rams team with a long way to go, a Seattle team that through attrition and the fact that you finally have had to pay your quarterback over the last couple of years is not what it was, and an Arizona team that it's unclear what their direction's going to be because they look like their window was open for a couple of more years. But after this year, you look, maybe that window's closing rather quickly. So it may not take the 49ers so long to jump back into things. But this round of hirings is pivotal for them. And when I say pivotal, I mean pivotal. This is a must-get-it-right hire. Otherwise, they're behind the eight ball again in a must-get-it-right draft. Especially if they go quarterback. If they go Trubisky or Watson in the first round, and that's where they go quarterback-wise, they better get it right. Better get it right, or their goose is cooked. That's the truth of the matter. So again, Josh McDaniels withdrawing from consideration, and at just 40, you know, another opportunity that wouldn't cause him to have to uproot his family may end up being more attractive, whether that's wait it out and wait for Bill to retire and take over the whole thing in New England. I don't know what the time frame is on that. Or maybe it's something where he doesn't want to relocate the entire family all the way across the country, but maybe he moves down the East Coast somewhere should an opportunity like that come up. Don't know. All indications are it's nothing against the organization. He was duly impressed by the organization. But this is just a personal preference. Now the 49ers move on. They've interviewed a number of coaching candidates, including Tom Cable. I know they're extremely high on Kyle Shanahan. Coaching pedigree is dead, the legendary Mike Shanahan. And he's done great things with a lot of quarterbacks and a lot of offenses in this league, whether he was a coordinator under his father or somebody else. It may be time for him to get that head coaching opportunity, and he may just get it in San Francisco. The 49ers also search for a general manager. And again, I guess that's where we'll stay next. And, you know, we'll keep this moving for the rest of this segment, roll it into our next segment as well as far as discussion. The 49ers search is strange. And again, I understand Josh McDaniels' affinity for this organization. I am not one who thinks Jed York is lost, misguided, and should give up day-to-day control of the franchise, but I'm not that close to the place. But what I will say is that this process is rather strange. I'm a believer that the GM, if you're going to hire a GM, the GM's going to be in charge. Bring him in first, let him hire his coach. If the coach is going to be in charge and he's going to be a, you know, single football operations guy akin to Bill Belichick or Pete Carroll, well, hire that guy first and let him bring in a right-hand man that he's comfortable with being his lieutenant. But the way the 49ers are doing it, they have simultaneous coaching and general manager searches going on. So what I don't understand is how this fits together. If you hire a coach and you decide that he's going to be your czar of football operations, and then you go out and hire a GM that's not a handpicked guy by him, you've got one of those star-crossed marriages that's sure to fail. And in turn, on the other side of it, if you hire a GM and then hire a coach independent of that GM's input, well, now you got another star-crossed marriage. I'm the GM, I'm picking the groceries, and I'm stuck with a guy cooking the meal that I didn't pick. He's not my guy. So I try and dump him as fast as I can, possibly, if things don't work, and it's a built-in scapegoat. So I'm of a belief, and this is about the only, right now is the biggest place I see the 49ers going wrong. Pick a direction where, how, pick a direction that you want to go in. Do you want the GM to be in charge and have him hire and have the coach work under him? Well, if that's the case, hire the GM first. If the coach you're deciding to hire at this point is going to be a czar of football operations, akin to a Bill Belichick or a Pete Carroll, hire him first. Let him bring in his handpicked personnel guy. That way, whichever way you go, the marriage works and everybody's on the same step. And we're not reading 2 years from now about one of these poor coach general manager relationships like we keep reading about in, say, places like Houston and others. It happens all the time when you hire in this manner. So I think the 49ers are making a critical mistake there. Figure out how you want to go about it. And then once you do that, hire in the proper order and work it accordingly so that your entire football organization and football operations organization is on the same page. More NFL news and college sports news next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, as we roll on here, we should probably take a moment to wish the iconic Betty White a happy 95th birthday. 95 years young today and still going. And going strong. So happy 95th birthday to the iconic Betty White. Let's wrap up the NFL news. Then I want to get into the world of college sports. A college football story and a bigger than college football story. Last piece of NFL business, I guess, has to be Bill Belichick and, you know, his reply to perhaps hearing the audio from the Facebook Live recording that Antonio Brown made after the Steelers' victory over the Chiefs and Mike Tomlin's post-game speech. Bill handled it perfectly. I don't know about Snapchat, or as he called it, Snapface, Insta, whatever. He didn't know any of the big social media stuff. Didn't have an interest in it, didn't know anything about it, didn't indicate that he necessarily saw or heard the comments from Mike Tomlin and said, I got to get my team prepared. We didn't play well. We have to play better on Sunday if we're going to beat the Steelers. As for Tomlin's comments, much ado about nothing. It's a guy trying to fire up his team after a victory. He called the Patriots what he called them. It was internal in their locker room. Didn't go to the media and say it. Didn't say it on TV. Nothing along those lines. It's fine. Antonio Brown, not too bright. I don't know that you necessarily want to put the post-game celebration in the locker room on Facebook Live. So, suggestion to Mike Tomlin, take Antonio Brown's phone away from him until after the AFC Championship game. Or if you win that, after the Super Bowl, and then he can have it back. So, to me, interesting story. You certainly don't need to give the New England Patriots and Bill Belichick bulletin board material. Not a smart play by Antonio Brown, and a very smart play by Bill Belichick, as he's not going to give the Steelers any bulletin board material back. Although, it's the AFC Championship game. If you need bulletin board material, you're playing the wrong sport. So we move on from that, and I guess the final one is the spike. I was off yesterday. I don't know how far Bob went into the spike, but I hear a lot of people critical of the spike because it left 30-odd seconds on the clock for Aaron Rodgers. Guys, you don't understand football if you're criticizing spike. I understand. Dak had completed a pair of passes. They were humming on offense. It's a rookie quarterback after a big pass play. You want to hustle down the field, line all these guys up, get them on formation. You're going to try and hustle a play call into them. And try and continue and try and protect the ball, move the ball further down the field, and perhaps score a winning touchdown instead of settling for a tying field goal. That's a lot to put on any quarterback. That's even more to put on a rookie quarterback despite how well he played. So in many ways, what you do, you hit the big play, you spike the football, because you don't want to commit a penalty there by not being able to get everybody properly set, cost yourself five precious yards on that field goal try, that could have ultimately changed it from, say, a 51-yarder to a 56-yarder. Could have made all the difference. So you're smart. You call a timeout. You settle. Yes, it gives Green Bay a 40-second rest and a chance to reshuffle the deck. But to me, in many ways, the pros outweigh the cons on the spike. Now you get your two plays called in the huddle. And after the first play, you have the ability to run the second play. You keep your timeout in your back pocket so that you have it trot your field goal unit on should you need it. It turned out you didn't need it. Turned out the drive bogged down. Turned out you kicked the game-tying field goal, and turns out you gave the ball back to Aaron Rodgers with 35 seconds left. Turns out Aaron Rodgers is incredible. Your defense can't put him in a position and allow him to get into field goal range. That's on your defense. That's the realities. That an exceptional play by Aaron Rodgers. I'm not going to fault the coaching staff for calling the spike there, and I'm not going to fault anything they did. I understand ideally you want to burn all that clock, but I got to make sure I tie this game first. Or even take my very best shots at winning this game. So you're not going to hear me criticize the spike, and those that criticize the spike do not understand football. And anybody that disagrees with me on that premise, you can weigh in at 800-878-PLAYER on Twitter, at JoeSpano56. Want to move on to the world of college sports. First, I want to move on to what to me is a very, very disturbing story within the world of college football. And this is the story coming out of Oregon. Recently hired Oregon head football coach Willie Taggart has ran such strenuous off-season workouts that several, at least three, of his football players were hospitalized. And as a result of the rigors of these workouts, some players have passed out. Others have complained of discolored urine, which is a symptom of a condition of rhabdomyolysis, which is a condition, I didn't say it well, but rhabdomyolysis, which is a condition where, in essence, your muscle tissue starts to break down and leak into the bloodstream because the workouts you're doing are so strenuous. Now, that's disturbing because with what we know today, to work players out like it's 1978 and not 2017 is disturbing. And this is with the new strength and conditioning coach that Willie Taggart brought to Eugene, Oregon. I do not like this. This to me is a very, very disturbing story. In today's football world, you don't hear stories like this anymore because the advances in science and technology and knowledge that we have on nutrition and workouts and athletes' conditioning, we don't overwork them the way we used to. Football players used to be worked like this and worked to death, literally at times, in the 70s and into the 80s and even into the 90s. Times have changed. There's a reason. There's a collective bargaining agreement in the National Football League that limits how strenuous practices can be, has done away with the two-a-days because of the risks to health on the long and short term by exposing athletes to that. So what does Willie Taggart and his new strength and conditioning coach, Irel Orterine, do? He works these players so hard that players are getting ill, players are being hospitalized. This is, to me, terrible. I don't understand how this happens in 2017. And Willie Taggart and his strength and conditioning coach should be ashamed of themselves. Ashamed of themselves. And I know nothing will happen here. Hopefully nobody ends up in a situation where somebody passes or that any of the problems that some of these players have don't end up being irreversible or chronic or life-altering. And if that's the case, you know what'll happen. They'll scale back the workouts and everything will be fine. And Willie Taggart will stay at Oregon without any issues. But man, if I'm the administration, I'm starting to think, boy, maybe I hired the wrong guy. And he had great success at South Florida, and I get that. And that earned him this job. But you don't understand how to practice today's athlete. And with all the information we have, you have a caveman for a strength and conditioning coach. Willie Taggart, you should be ashamed of yourself. The strength and conditioning coach should be ashamed of themselves. And if I'm the administration and I'm the athletic director at the University of Oregon, I got to take a long, hard look at whether I keep Willie Taggart. This should not be taken lightly and should not go away easily. And at the very least, I mean, you got to consider firing the strength and conditioning coach, Irrel Ortorindi. I mean, you have to, at the very least, consider firing him immediately and bring in somebody with a better understanding of kinesiology, fitness, and the human body so that you can get them in great condition and the best condition possible and work them as hard as you can, but without having that work be counterproductive. Any athlete understands this. At some point, and anybody around this, you understand the studies. They've done so much work now that at some point you do have to back off the workload, or it is counterproductive. And that is what we've seen here from somebody in a strength and conditioning coach for a major college football program that you would think would be well-trained in these things. All I'm saying is the administration out at Oregon, they should make Willie Taggart fire that strength and conditioning coach, and they should take a long, hard look at Willie Taggart as well. We'll move on from that. Last college football. This is not even a college football story. This is a college sports all around, or college athletics story. It looks like the University of Tennessee is going to hire Philip Fulmer as their athletic director. Nothing is official yet, but it certainly looks like it's his job to lose. And basically the only way he wouldn't get this job would be for him to somehow turn down the job. And it's been difficult at times at Tennessee. They have had major problems with the culture athletically at Knoxville. And I don't know that necessarily Philip Fulmer, with no athletic administration experience and somebody who didn't necessarily run a squeaky clean football program himself and may have been around during and was around as the head football coach during some of the controversial times in Knoxville, I don't know that he's the right guy to be the head football, to be the athletic director there. And certainly if I'm Butch Jones, I don't know that I want, you know, a Tennessee legend and ex-football coach back being my boss who didn't hire me, because it puts me on a very, very short leash and probably has me with one foot out the door. But I just really don't know, and I'm not necessarily real comfortable with the choice of Philip Fulmer. But it sounds like the upper administration wants him. Fulmer would want the job. But I just don't know that I necessarily buy this as the right answer for a program athletically and an athletic department that has had a lot of culture issues as far as the culture of the athletic department. I think another direction may be a better direction, but that doesn't seem the way they're going to go. They're going to bring in somebody that was a head coach during a time where the athletic department culture was at times inappropriate, and it resulted in some lawsuits and some issues. And now they're going to have a football man with no athletic department administration experience overseeing Butch Jones, whose leash may be short. I don't know that this works well. On that note, we'll tie a bow around this Tuesday edition next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, another great edition of the Spano and Black Attack is in the books. It was another outstanding two-hour extravaganza filled with scintillating sports talk, interviews with the best and brightest in the world of sports. It really just had it all. And again, if you missed any of it and want to check it out, take advantage of following us at Sports Byline USA on Twitter, because you can listen to Best of Byline, that two-hour block of the best of the programming from earlier in the day, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific Time, right here weekdays on Sports Byline. And you can catch up with anything you missed. If you follow us on Twitter, at Sports Byline USA, we'll let you know exactly what's coming up on Best of Byline. Or take advantage of all the digital platforms that we're on. All the archived content on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher.com, or go to our award-winning homepage, sportsbyline.com. And the best of our interviews are up there, and they're separated by genre. Whether it be your favorite sport or form of entertainment, you can catch them all. So there's really no excuse to miss any part of your favorite programs here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We give you so many opportunities to catch up on your schedule and listen to what you want to listen to. So take advantage of it. All right, we're out of here. Special thanks to my producer, Robert, the entire staff at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, who I couldn't do it without. Until we meet again, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.